Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Joe and Donna Pease from Blue Heaven Blueberry and Raspberry Farm in Middlefield, Mass. First of all, for those who don't know, where's Middlefield on the map?
Well, if you look at the map of Massachusetts, Middlefield is the town that sticks from Hampshire County into Berkshire. It should be part of Berkshire County, but it's not.
The gateway to the Berkshire.
There you go.
I like that.
To heaven.
And the gateway to heaven. Yeah, Blue Heaven, which is awesome. You know, you can use all the My Blue Heaven type stuff or Found My Thrill on Blueberry Hill. There's all sorts of great songs that we could bring to this. I wanted to go blueberry picking over the 4th of July weekend. We called all over the place up and down the 91 corridor, and there was no blueberries to go picking for. So what's the situation with that? Joe.
All winter, you could see a temperature swing. Warm, 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 cold, cold, cold.
Yeah.
In the spring, in the early summer, it's been cold and then warm and cold, and then lack of water is slowing the blueberries down.
And there was another weather event in the winter that affects your other crop, the raspberries, right?
Well, that was March. We had that real cold couple days of March, like wind chill of 17 below.
Yeah.
And that burned the top of the raspberries.
So are we going to, I know peaches have largely been wiped out up and down the East Coast because of the Valentine's Day cold snap, but how are raspberries going to fare this picking season?
There's still quantities of them, but the size, because of the lack of water, and you may have to bend over a little more to pick them.
Forget it. That's why I have kids. They're already that height.
But they're there. We start Saturday for pick your own raspberries.
All right. So the picking will begin, at least. And now, Joe and Donna, assuming you guys are a couple.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Didn't ask that and vet you about that beforehand. This is your dad's farm?
Was.
Did you grow up on this farm?
Yes.
And was being part of the family business something that you always thought you were going to be doing?
Not as quick as it happened.
How did it happen then?
Well, both my parents passed 5 years ago within 3 weeks. And
wow.
And yeah, we were thrown right into it.
Yeah. One of the, I mean, it's very sad. I'm sorry to hear that, but it sounds like one of those kind of true love stories where one goes, the other one goes so quickly. Is that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about them.
My father worked at Blueberry Joe's in Blanford when he was in high school. And there was a big blueberry operation. And he realized then it was a market.
So he bought a farm?
He built it.
How big is the farm?
It's 10 acres.
So you grow up on this farm. And then did you have any aspirations to do something other than take over the farm? Or were you doing something they had to stop and then come and take over when your parents passed away within 3 weeks?
Well, give up sleep maybe, right?
Yeah. I've always worked another full-time job elsewhere.
And do you still?
Yes. I work at Holyoke Wastewater.
I love the Montague Wastewater folks. I'm big into the wastewater movement. I love the work that you guys do. And Donna, what do you do?
I only do the blueberry farm. I used to be foster care and raising our nephews.
So I want to come back to the weather a second because I think what we've generally been seeing is that there's less rain, and when it rains, it tends to be deluges of rain. And we know the strawberry season, therefore, was shorter and sweeter in some ways. What are you hoping for the raspberry blueberry seasons?
I think the raspberries are going to be shorter. The blueberries missed a lot of the weather issues, so as long as we get rain now, they should be fine.
And people will be able to keep picking blueberries until
first frost,
mid-September, first frost. Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
All right,
my father kept real good notes.
What do we see in a notebook of a farmer? What are the kind of information your father would keep?
The hard thing is getting people to pick commercially, pick for me, employees. Right. That's real hard, but I'm using the same people he's used for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote down when they pruned, what time of year, right down to the day. So we kind of compare notes with that.
A real farmer's almanac that you can use on your actual farm. Joe and Donna Pease from Blue Heaven Blueberry Farm in Middlefield. Where can we get your blueberries?
They are shipped from Albany to Boston. Guido's in Great Barrington and Lenox, which is a high-end market, catered to Tanglewood. At the farm.
I mean, come picking on the farm.
So either Tanglewood or you go to Middlefield where the farm is.
Think about this. Going to Tanglewood, going to someplace in the Berkshires.
Yeah.
Jacob's Pillow is right up, not too far.
Go pick some blueberries on the way.
Dance through the patch.
Joe Pease and Donna Pease from Blue Heaven Blueberry Farm in Middlefield, Mass. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.